In Puerto Rico, there's adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. Get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico and that remind you why you travel in the first place. Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island, it becomes a part of you. No passports required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here sitting in for Dave, so it's Short Stuff. It is
That's right.
Short Stuff. Why don't you like Short Stuff?
You're bringing me down. Oh, okay. I felt sure you were going Bill Murray there.
I don't remember him saying you're bringing me down.
Yeah, I think that was what he sang in the Star Wars, when he sang the the words to Star Wars.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're bringing me down.
I don't remember that part.
We are not talking about that, though. We're talking about directional walking, and this is from our old colleagues at HowStuffWorks.com, and not our old colleagues, but we used to use Cracked all the time. Mm-hmm. I used to love that site.
Back in the Jack O'Brien days.
Yeah, I guess Jack O'Brien is now our colleague and has been for a while. Mm-hmm.
So we're 1 degree removed.
Check out the Daily Zeitgeist if you don't already. Indeed. Great show.
Yep.
Jack and Miles in the gang.
That's right. What else?
You've been on that show. I haven't.
Twice.
I know.
Two times over.
They're going to ask you a third time before they ask me.
I would love that.
I even had those guys a movie crush.
Ouch.
I know, right?
Whoa.
No, that's okay.
No, they
I love them.
To,
I'm just
Chuck.
Kidding. This will get back to them somehow, I think.
Somehow, some way. So, Chuck, we're not talking about Daily Zeitgeist today. We're not.
Not now.
We're talking about something entirely different, which is the direction that people tend to move in.
That's right. And generally, if you walk into like an amusement park or a store, and we'll talk about shopping kind of toward the end, in general, in the United States, people tend to go in and move to the right to a place and are indeed subtly or not so subtly steered to go to the right.
Yeah, but from what I understand, it's like amplifying our natural tendency to move to the right, at least in the United States. In Great Britain, Japan, we need to hear from you because we are being told that you guys tend to move to the left. Like, say, when you enter a grocery store, do you guys, and this is a question to you in the UK and in Japan, when you enter a grocery store, do you move to the left or do you move to the right? Really stop and think about it and then email and let us know, okay? Because supposedly you guys move to the left, we move to the right, and there's some pretty interesting explanations for why.
Yeah, I mean, I can say anecdotally, and I think you can agree with this, if you go to London or something and you're from the United States, you're going to be bumping into people a lot because they also tend, I think, to walk down the left side of like a hallway as opposed to the right side. Isn't that correct?
Like maniacs.
Yeah. And when you look at sports fields, like the way you run bases or race a car or a horse or race your legs, that is done in a human.
Yeah,
running.
Yeah. I've just never heard it put like that.
That is counterclockwise, and they found that when people walk up to like a track to go running, they instinctively move to the right, which is counterclockwise and jibes with how sports are done.
Right, but then put differently, that's when you're entering like a field of action from the outside. If you imagine the field of action being bounded by a circle, when you enter that field of action, you enter the circle, you move to the right, which takes you counterclockwise. But if you're already in the circle and you decide to just start taking right turns, you're actually moving clockwise, which is brain busting if you think about it.
Okay. I literally did not understand that until you just said it that way.
I that's because it was really poorly put.
I did not get it at all because I was like, doesn't it matter like which way you're facing to begin with?
Nope.
But if you continue to take rights is what the key is.
Exactly.
Because, you know, three wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, especially if you say it like that.
They've done some studies over the years because they thought handedness might have something to do with it. Yeah. And this was in the Association of for Psychological Science is where it was printed.
That sounds made up, doesn't it?
It does. They did find, though, that lefties tend to prefer the left side and righties like the right. Mm-hmm. And they even studied stroke patients who lost use of their dominant hand and found that over time they had to reverse a natural bias to favor what was their original dominant hand with which way they would go.
Mm-hmm. And these studies were very, very important in helping later determine how to best share a Twix bar.
I was wondering what was coming up there.
Do you you want to take a break real quick?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to come back and keep talking about the direction people tend to move. Stuff you should know.
Hey, everybody, Chuck here. Are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals.
Yeah, but you can drink water as clean as nature intended with Richard's Rainwater.
That's right. Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain. Richard's Rainwater is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants that are commonly found in groundwater.
And since rain is naturally pure, there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means Richard's Rainwater contains no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Just pure drops of rain.
That's right. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater, perfect for sipping or mixing into your favorite cocktail. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. Enjoy pure, refreshing rainwater. Sip the sky.
A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
All right, Chuck, so you kind of said it. One thing that has been used to explain why people move in certain directions has to do with the side of the road that you drive on. And yes, mm-hmm. anecdotally, if you're in America and you're walking down a hallway, you're probably walking on the right side, your right side.
Yes.
Not your left side, because then you would probably bump into a lot of people. That's just kind of how things are laid out. So it does make sense that we would kind of move to the right. And the reason why it would be significant if, you know, people in the UK go to the left in a store where in America they move to the right is because humans are animals. And it turns out there aren't any geographical differences in migration direction among wild animals, non-human animals. They tend to just go the same way wherever every member of their species goes anywhere in the world. That's the direction they'll go. It's not like if one group of the species of gophers lives in North America and they go to the left.
Right.
And then the African family of gophers move to the right when they migrate. Yeah. That's not how it goes. All gophers move, say, clockwise instead.
Right. And these patterns, though, are generally based on aid from the wind, if you're a bird, any kind of weather pattern, like a solar pathway, maybe. The interesting thing in that we, as far as clockwise, like, I never really stopped to think why clockwise is clockwise and why the clock didn't go the other way, but it's based on the sundial. And it's based on specifically a northern hemispheric sundial, because that's the way the sun will cast in the northern hemisphere. If it was based on a southern hemispheric sundial, then the clock would literally, you know, the one and the two and the three would be to the left of noon.
Yeah, and just calling it clockwise kind of begs the question, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's a human-constructed direction, but it seems right. Like the most natural thing in the world, because not only is it called clockwise— it's counterclockwise, which makes it seem radical and in opposition of the natural order of things to move leftward rather than rightward.
Right. The only thing weirder than seeing a clock that would be laid out in reverse would be to see a baseball player hit a ball and run to third base.
Yeah.
That would be very, very strange to my brain.
It would be, especially if somebody was timing it with a stopwatch that was running counterclockwise.
I wish Japan did that, because Japanese baseball huge. That is huge. That would be so cool, as if they just ran in the opposite direction and that was kind of like their thing.
Yeah, they could. I mean, intramural games between American MLB teams and Japanese teams would be a total mess,
right.
But it'd be super entertaining to watch.
And then you've always got the one guy that just runs straight past the pitcher towards second.
Right, exactly.
I'm just going there.
And depending on whose rules you were playing, like, that person would always be out, because you just have to throw to right. First base or throw to third base.
They'd also be a doubles specialist, I guess. Mm-hmm. One way this can come into play, though, is in architecture, because architects like to have fun. And if they're designing something that they want to make you feel sort of either ill at ease or just sort of get your neurons firing in a different way, they can sort of drive you left in the United States out of the bat and put things of more interest on the left. Mm-hmm. Because, and it's, you know, it's pretty subtle. It's not like some radical shift. Right. When you walk in, you're like, oh my God, what's happening? But, you know, moving people in a different direction counter to what they usually move can make your brain do different things.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I love that. That's if you want to, like, stimulate people in a weird way and make them slightly uncomfortable. In grocery stores and retail stores where you want people to feel totally comfortable so they want to stay long and spend lots of money there, you want to do the opposite. You want to kind of go with the natural flow. And we've talked about this extensively in videos,
yeah.
I think other podcasts, about how they lay out grocery stores to basically, I hate to use the word manipulate you, but manipulate you into, you know, shelling out as much cash as possible. And a big part of that is funneling you to the right and then placing things strategically in that counterclockwise motion that they expect you to move through the store in.
Yeah, I'd never think about it, even though we've talked about it a lot, but I can't think of a single grocery store I go to where the produce and stuff isn't on the right. Mm-hmm. And eventually you wind your way around, and on the left are like the frozen foods and ice cream and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that if you go in and go to the right and there's all the kind of junk food, you might just get that and leave and not, ergo, not spend as much money.
Right.
I probably just use ergo wrong, but what they do is they wind you around to the right where you buy like your produce and the things that you need. And then on your way, technically on your way out of that counterclockwise circle, that's when you're going to do the impulse buys and say like, oh, well, let me have those chips and that ice cream or that whatever, that whipped cream that is Cool Whip that I ate straight out of the bucket.
Right. Which is
because it's so, so good.
It's so good. Remember the peanut butter Cool Whip combo?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
told you.
I got on that right after you told
so
me.
So good. So dangerous, though.
Well, I mean, we can't keep Cool Whip in our house. It's gone in a matter of a day and a half. We just can't do it. Like, we'll get it for Thanksgiving, for, like, pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And I always get an extra because I know that the pumpkin pie is not going to have any.
That's hilarious.
Because Emily and I are just sneaking in there, like, a spoonful at a time.
So good, man. I'm totally
And my right daughter doesn't know yet. Once she's introduced to that, it's all over because the freezer is low enough.
Right. And you have plenty of stools handy.
Yeah, and fingers or spoons.
So now that the way you just described the grocery store, now that I think about it, every grocery store I've gone into, the pharmacy is the last thing to your left when you go in. And there's basically no way to get directly to it. You have to go through other stuff. And then they give
That's
you
the
like,
opposite at my Publix.
Is that right? The pharmacy is
It's the first thing on the right when you walk in.
I'm thinking Publix too. I guess I'm in a different design or a different dimension. Maybe there's a Berenstain effect going on.
Weird.
Yeah. So you got anything else about the way people move?
No. I mean, this last thing is kind of funny. They did a test in a store in Philadelphia where they tried to funnel people to the left by putting up like pallets and all these big things that block your way. And people were like literally crawling over pallets right. just so they could go to the right. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
It is pretty funny.
Philly Strong.
That's right. So since Chuck said Philly Strong, everybody, of course, that means that Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.